Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Last Friday, I mentioned that we celebrated the feast of the archangels, Michael and Gabriel and Raphael. They're not just children's stories. They are realities. Scripture teaches us about the angels and the archangels. And today, we celebrate the feast of the guardian angels, those who given to us to protect us, to guard us. In Magnificat magazine, I love this comment. On this day, speaking of the archangels, this is this past Friday, on this day, the church remembers the three archangels mentioned by name in Scripture, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Michael, whose name literally means who can compare to God, manifests God's power and might. He battles Satan, the huge dragon, the ancient serpent. He casts him down from heaven. Michael guards the people of God. Book of Daniel, chapter 12. He defends the souls of the just and bears them to their final judgment. The archangels are powerful sources of help and protection for us. Call upon them. But in addition, each of us has been given an angel. And Scripture is clear on this. As we look at the readings today, you'll see that each of us is given a guardian angel. And there are many, many saints who speak of the angel that watches over them and cares for them. But so often we say, oh, well, that's for children. It's children who need guardian angels. Well, I don't know about you, but I think to the moment I die, until I stand before the face of God, I need a guardian angel. I need someone watching over me, and we have them. The opening prayer in today's Mass is, O God, who in your unfathomable providence are pleased to send your holy angels to guard us, hear our supplication as we cry to you, that we may be always defended by their protection and rejoice eternally in their company. Let's take a look. First, from the book of Exodus. Thus says the Lord, see, I am sending an angel before you to guard you on the way and bring you to the place I have prepared. Be attentive to him and heed his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not forgive your sin. My authority resides in him. If you heed his voice and carry out all I tell you, I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. My angel will go before you and bring you to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. So we have really guardian angels. We have those who watch over us and protect us. It's good to thank God for that regularly. Psalm 91 says, the Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. By sin, you can separate yourself from that protection, one of the gifts of God. More we sin and say, oh, well, it doesn't matter or nobody sees it, God certainly does. Our guardian angels do. Ask the guardian angel to guard you even when you're tempted to sin. Certainly ask Jesus and the power of his cross, but you can also ask your guardian angel, give me strength to avoid this sin. Pray for me. Pray for me. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, Psalm 91, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will rescue you from the snare of the fowler, from the destroying pestilence. With his pinions he will cover you, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His faithfulness is a buckler and a shield. You shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that roams in darkness, nor the devastating plague at noon. All the things that attack us from every side. No evil shall befall you, nor shall affliction come near your tent. For to his angels he has given command about you, that they guard you in all your ways. take a look at Psalm 91. Thank God. I need to do it more in my own life. I've certainly been spared a number of times and felt like I was very close to being hurt or harmed in some way, and suddenly it was all right. I got through. It's not like it was a miracle, but on the other hand, I had a sense of not being alone, of being protected. Jesus always protects us, but he also has all the angels at his command. You have a guardian angel. Ask him to help you. Psalm 102, the Lord will build up Zion again and appear in all his glory. Think of that. Just think of that. And the gospel today is the gospel of Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 to 5. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a child over, and he placed it in their midst. And he said, "Amen, I say to you." Now, this is Jesus speaking to you and me. "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." What does it mean to become like a child? Doesn't mean to be infantile and lacking responsibility, etc. It doesn't mean that. But what does a child do? A child knows that he can't fully take care of himself. He knows that he needs help. And a child will run to someone saying, "Help me. Show me." That's a child's humility. The child, it just comes because the child knows he needs help. Well, brothers and sisters, you and I need help every moment of the day to walk a Christian life, to live a Christian life. Every one of us needs God every moment of every day. But it's also just helpful to say, "Lord, send your angels to help me. Guard me from evil in this situation. Guard me from my own pride in this situation." The angels will do the bidding of God. It's good to use all the help, all the help that God gives us. Don't say, "Oh, that's ridiculous," or "That's for children." Don't do that. If God gave us an angel to guard us in all our ways, take advantage of that. He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." That means I'm not the source of my life. I know I need help. I know that I need to rely on God for the fullness of life. That's what he's asking. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. Think of that. These are little children, many of them poor in Jesus' time. They had no standing. They had no place in society. And he looks at them and he says, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father." Your angel sees the face of God the Father. You want your angel close to you. Brothers and sisters, isn't it true that the Gospels, the Word of God, turns so much upside down in our lives? Because the world standards are totally opposite. Who do you pay attention to? The great comedian in the country, or the great leader in some part of the world, or someone who has done this incredible act of mercy or goodness, which is a fine thing to applaud them. But how easy it is for us to get focused out there rather than saying to the Lord, "Lord, Lord, what is it that you want of me today? How can I be your disciple today?" And we pray, the angels guard me in all my ways, that I may do God's will today. If God gives you protection, why ignore it? Right? God wants to draw us to himself, and there are all these, he's given us the saints, he's given us the angels, most of all, he's given us himself in Jesus Christ. He's given us the Eucharist. He's given us everything he can. Don't discount or discard saying, oh, well, guardian angels are for children. They're for you and for me. Sometimes, you know, we, in our work or in our relationships of some kind, we get ourselves into very, very difficult situations. Sometimes they can be very harmful through no fault of our own. Ask your guardian angel, protect me, defend me. Ask your guardian angel that when you're tempted to sin, pray for me. Pray for me. Always, always turn to Jesus. But he's given us guardian angels to help us and to guide us and to lead us. Turn to yours often. It's a gift from your Heavenly Father. It's a gift through Jesus Christ. Doesn't take the place of God, obviously. That angel is there to lead you to God when sometimes we want to go to the left or the right. That angel is there to protect you and to guide you in the right direction. Take advantage of it. There was an abbot of an abbey in England a number of years ago who said, it is certainly a very remarkable fact that the fall of man, whatever changes it may have brought about in his relationship to the spiritual world, has not interfered in the least with that close association of the individual human being with one of the heavenly powers. And no less remarkable is this, that our masters cannot conceive of any human individual so sunk in evil as to be forsaken forever by his guardian angel. Even when somebody is a criminal, they're behind the bars, they may well be on death row, their guardian angel has not deserted them. Their guardian angel can help to bring them back to God. It's God's gift. It doesn't take the place of the Father. It never takes the place of Jesus, the one Savior. But he gives us an additional help, a guardian angel to lead us closer to Jesus, to lead us closer to the Father. Oh, brothers and sisters, think of all the ways, to say nothing of his blessed mother. That's a whole other area. But think of all the ways and people and gifts that God has given us to help us on the way to salvation. Don't ignore them. Don't scoff at them. Open your heart, read the catechism, read the scripture. And be grateful to God for all that he gives us. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.